Rockport. Questions have been asked about whether she paid the right amount of tax and if it was her main home. She denies wrongdoing. Defence Secretary Grant Shapps claims she has double standards.
Angela Rayner herself has spent her political career calling people out for exactly the thing that she seems to be doing now. It's not acceptable to ignore it. This is something which is a serious matter. It's important that it's looked into properly, and I welcome the idea that the police are doing that.
Israel's military says the first aid convoys have entered Gaza's newly opened Northern Crossing. It comes as France is warning its citizens against travelling to Israel and Palestinian territories over fears Iran wants revenge for an Israeli airstrike which killed two Iranian generals. A former managing director of the post office has apologised to wrongly accused sub-postmasters. Giving evidence at the inquiry into the rise in IT scandal, Alan Cooks also admitted he didn't realise his organisation was making the decision to take people accused of fraud to court. Usually it's the Crown Prosecution Service who decides that. Mr. Cook says that wasn't me.
I still didn't get out of it that we were the final decider in so many cases to prosecute. And primarily to me, when I was hearing the word fraud, I was thinking it was we or the Bank of Ireland was being defrauded by customers.
A former defence minister claims we could see a nuclear weapon used in the near future. He's also warned Russia's president is now the most powerful leader in Europe. It's been reported the UAE state-owned oil company recently considered buying BP, but apparently the idea didn't progress beyond preliminary discussions. And Taylor Swift's music is back on TikTok to her fans' delight. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Thanks very much, Ruth, with another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, for the rest of the afternoon today, we're looking at it being sunny, which it's not quite really at the moment, but we're hoping that it's going to be. There's going to be a high of 20 today and then a low down of just 10 degrees tonight. Tomorrow we're looking at sunshine and sort of just a bit overcast, really. So some sunny intervals, a high of 19 and a low of just 7 tomorrow night. And then a really poor day in comparison today with today. Sunday, right down to 14 degrees and a low of 6 on Sunday night. The rain's back on Monday and it's down to just 11 on Monday. So do make the most of today and tomorrow if you can.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98FM.
That's a good afternoon and welcome to the show today. And thanks as ever to Michelle, a great programme as ever. And love the live music from Amy Baker and Tony. And don't forget, you can check them out, of course, at Hotbox in Chelmsford at 5 o'clock on Sunday. And Michelle will be back on Monday at 10. So my name's Patrick, and this is the show that we call 123 Friday. 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. And in doing it in reverse order, as we always do, about 2:30, we're going to go back to 1995 for three tracks from the chart from that particular week. Birthdays competition at about 1:45. Three people who've had birthdays in recent times, and you can email us in radio at phoenixfm.com if you think you know how old they are. And you can play against our regulars and also against my guest, who is with us here today, who is Archdeacon Jonathan. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Patrick. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you with us as well. What are you going to be chatting about today?
We're going to be talking about growing up as an Essex boy.
Okay.
Life in the city.
Right.
And what it means to be church.
Right, that sounds interesting. Thank you very much for that. So that's our show today. So do make sure that you keep it Phoenix, won't you?
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Shearing on Phoenix FM.
And can you this afternoon, this is Lauren Diagle, These Are The Days, from her self-titled album that was Grammy nominated in 2023 and was a Christian number one in the States. And you didn't even know there was a Christian chart in the UK. Yes, there is. And it was number four here.
These are the days, these are the days, but I get them while they come. later on.
You've got some extra information there, I think. Lauren Diego, and These Are the Days. This is Lucy Jenrick, comes from the Phoenix A-list, and this is her first release, and album is coming later in the year. This is called Star.
Like he found me, I could let it slip away, walking in your shoes, playing by your rules. I don't have a wish list. I am just a bitch. I'll be myself today. Look what I could wear. Act like I don't care.
Jenick and Star, a bit Kate Bush-like, I think, right? And it's really good, could be an artist that we're going to hear a lot from in the future.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Right, tomorrow evening at Chelmsford Cathedral, there is the West End Musicals concert held by Candlelight Concerts with the London Concertante. It should be great. There are featuring songs by from the musicals Hamilton, Les Mis, Aladdin, West Side Story, Oklahoma, Sweeney Todd, Dear Evan Hansen, Guys and Dolls Cabaret, and many, many more. Tickets are from £19, but you have to book online and you have to go to candlelightconcerts.co.uk. So that's tomorrow evening, Chelmsford Cathedral, 7:30, the West End Musicals.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
I'm John Sharp, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 to 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, that's the only place to hear all of the information about all of our local sports teams and local events there. And it's a great program. You can check out all of our programs, of course, on our website and also in the Brentwood Gazette, where there was always a feature item about the station. So do check all of that out, won't you? So at 80 minutes after one here on Friday lunchtime, I'm delighted to have Archdeacon Jonathan here with me today. So how long have you been in this role now?
I was launched at the beginning of November, and I had a few weeks to move up to Chelmsford from South London, and so I started probably at the beginning of December. So what's that, 4.5, 5 months?
Okay, but you're an Essex lad, I understand.
I'm an Essex boy. My parents still live in the house I grew up in, down at the bottom of the A130 at Rawrath. Went to school in Rayleigh, at Glebe. Big shout out to the Glebies out there. And then went to senior school at South End High School for boys.
Right, okay. Was it a surprise to come back to Essex? Or had you always wanted to come back?
Be careful what I say. Most of my family is still around Essex. I loved living in South London. I'd never really thought about coming back to Essex. But this role of Archdeacon of Chelmsford came up. My wife pointed it out in the ads column. And it's a really exciting role. The Diocese of Chelmsford's a really exciting time, a great time of reaching out and encouraging parishes, building up, particularly post-pandemic. And so it's been a great opportunity to come back and be part of that.
Right, great. That's good. And you're living in Chelmsford?
Yeah, we live, as I say, up the road from the prison at the back of the Essex Police Headquarters. So we're in safe hands.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Splendid. Good. So, in terms of like when you were growing up in Essex, people sometimes have kind of like negative views about Essex, don't they? So, did you ever pick up that, or do you ever pick that up from people?
Yeah, no, I preached one of my early sermons here about Essex girls.
Yeah.
And I'm married to one, I have to say, at the very beginning. So, no, we went off to university, my wife and I, just at the time that the Essex girl humour was starting.
Okay.
And my wife went down to Exeter University, where people used to call her Roland Rat.
Oh, dear.
Her accent. So, yeah, no, we've endured a bit of Essex humour over the years, but we give as good as we get, as I'm sure.
I'm sure. Well, that's kind of like that's good. That's kind of interesting, really. I think that takes us nicely into. I think we'll go into your first track, if that's all right.
Sure.
Because that kind of fills in exactly with all of your background, really. I was quite surprised when this came up. So this is HMS Pinafore, When I Was a Lad. So tell us why you've chosen this.
So singing was a big part of my life growing up. At Southend Boys, they had the Southend Boys Choir, which I was a big part of. We did a lot of classic music singing, and then at a particular point in my lower sixth form, I was asked as part of a team of boys from Southend to go and audition for a part at the girls' school.
Okay, that must have been exciting.
It was pretty exciting. And we were a number of us from the boys' school were offered parts in HMS Pinafore, and I was playing Ray Frackstraw, and it's a significant time for me because it was a great time working with the girls in school. I met my wife Yvette there, and we also encountered a teacher there who asked us both, in fact, to be part of Pathfinder camps, which are a Christian young people's camps, to go and be leaders there. And that kicked off a whole time of ministry for me in a different way, leading young people's camps, which I did pretty much every year for the next 10 years. So HMS Pinafore was a big part of my life in a whole load of ways. This particular song, sadly, I wasn't cast as Admiral Sir Joseph Porter, but this piece is such a great party piece. If you hear me singing after a night out, often it'll be this particular track.
Well, I think we'll imagine that then. Okay, so this is from HMS Pinafore.
When I was a lad, I served a term as office boy to an attorney's firm. I cleaned the windows and I swept the floor, and I polished up the handle of the big front door. I polished up that handle so carefully that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. As office boy, I made such a mark that they gave me the post of a junior clerk. I served the writs with a smile so bland, and I copied all the letters in a big round hand. I copied all the letters in a hand so free that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. In serving writs, I made such a name that an article clerk I soon became. I wore clean collars and a brand new suit for the pass examination at the Institute. Pass examination did so well for me that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. That pass examination did so well for me that now he is the ruler of the Queen's Navy. Of legal knowledge, I acquired such a grip that it took me into the partnership. And that junior partnership, I ween, was the only ship that I ever had seen. But that kind of ship so suited me that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. But that kind of ship so suited me that now he is the ruler of the Queen's Navy. I grew so rich that I was sent by a pocket borough into Parliament. I always voted at my party's call, and I never thought of thinking for myself at all. I thought so little they rewarded me by making me the ruler of the Queen's Navy. Now, landsmen all, whoever you'll be, if you want to rise to the top of the tree, if your soul isn't fettered to an office stool, be careful to be guided by this golden rule. Be careful to be guided by this golden rule.
stick close to your desks and never go to sea. Anyhow, maybe all the other things, maybe.
Yes, I enjoyed it. We enjoyed it here in the studio, and I hope you enjoyed that as well. That's from HMS Pinafore, and I'm the ruler of the Queen's Navy. Let's find out about what's happening on the traffic.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So I'll have a look at what's happening here locally. I can see on my map in front of me here that there's lots of red around, which is not very good news at all. If we come down to the beginning here, local in Billericay, a little bit round the centre of Billericay there, around by the school, nothing too bad really. Quite busy around Wilson's Corner here in Brentwood, as you would expect. Also in Shenfield, down by the station. If we go down to Brook Street, that looks to be very easy as well. No problems on the Brook Street roundabout at all. If we pull out and have a look at the motorway, M25, no problems down towards the bridge and the tunnel. A little bit busy on the other side. Bit of a nightmare at the moment, though, on the M11 from the M25 junction onwards, going up north towards the A414 with Harlow. Slow moving traffic, not quite sure what the reason for that is. There was a big problem there earlier on. That's been cleared, but that is now quite difficult there. Back to the A12, it seems to be very slow in the area where the 40 mile an hour limit is on around between Ingatestone and Margaretting at this time. And then also further on as we go up to the Hoe Street Junction, that's very busy in all directions up to that. Also from, particularly from the A130 as that continues to go up further beyond that as well. Chelmsford as well, also very busy around the Army and Navy and actually particularly busy in Chelmsford this afternoon for being so early as well. And also there was a problem on the A414 yesterday, and that still seems to be some issues around in the Riddle area with that as well. We'll give you another travel update in an hour, and if anything major comes in, I should let you know all about it. So 1:27 here on Friday lunchtime here on Phoenix, and I'm chatting away with Archdeacon Jonathan, who's the new Archdeacon of Chelmsford, and we've just heard about his background down in the in Essex, where he met his wife. And actually, was it at that very production you met your wife?
It was in that very production. I was the star of the show. She was a chorus dancer. What can I say?
What can you say? No more. I think just no more. We'll leave it at that. Okay, but then what happened in your life from that moment on?
Yeah, so I went off to university. I studied economics and law. I'd grown up in a church in Rayleigh, which was fantastically encouraging of the young people, small numbers of young people, and I'd really committed myself as a Christian. Then I got very involved in the Christian Union at university, and I had a really big decision to make when I was finishing university about whether I might go off to train for ordination at that stage. And I had a strong sense of wanting to be out there in the world and get a bit of life experience before I entered the church, or before I entered ordination anyway, if ever I was accepted. And so I took the decision to train as a solicitor. And I started work with a great firm in the city called Taylor Joynson Garrett. And I did my articles there, qualified as an employment lawyer, which was at that time, was that 1994, quite a new area of law. And I spent the next, in total, nearly 20 years there. I practiced as an employment lawyer for a few years, rode the technology boom, acting for a lot of American tech clients.
Right.
Became a partner in 2000, and then I really felt God calling me to be ordained, and so I had another decision to make about whether I'd leave my professional career there and start training for ordination, or whether I'd do the two together.
Okay.
And I'm not great at listening, at hearing. I'm probably not great at listening, but I'm not very good at hearing always what God's saying. But I really felt God calling me to do both, to train
okay.
and to carry on in the city. So I had 3 years of training whilst I was. Well, I transitioned from being a partner through to being director of human resources at the law firm that was then called Taylor Wessing. And I trained at a small theological college down in Kent called SITE at that time, now called St. Augustine's College of Theology. And I then was ordained in 2004. And I carried on working for Taylor Wessing. I became the chief operating officer, working closely with the managing partner. And I stayed there till 2011, when I finally gave in to what I sensed God was calling me to do, which was to go full-time into parish ministry.
Right. Okay. Well, that's quite a story, really, isn't it? Because I'm sure you must have had some people when you were in this, let's be honest, high-powered job, who kind of like thought, what were you giving up? Why were you doing this?
Yeah. No, I think people knew me very well. Taylor Wessing, although it was a big firm in the city, was a very special place in terms of the partnership. We had about 100 partners in London, about 500 staff. And people who knew me, and most people knew me, knew that my faith was very significant to me. Once I was walking around the office with a dog collar, they knew there was something very different
about me. Bit of a giveaway, that was, really.
And I think most people, when I finally decided to leave, the people who knew me well knew that it had always been on the cards. And a lot of people, including people with no particular faith, a number of my partners said to me, you know, you're doing something that you absolutely believe in. You're letting go of the stuff that can really tie you in. And we really respect that. There were one or two, I won't mention any names, no pack drill, who thought I was completely crazy.
I'm sure.
Demented,
absolutely.
To give up.
Absolutely.
The status, the money.
Yes.
But that sense that this is what God is calling me to is one of those things where you just say, hey, there's nothing more important than following that call. And so I was very fortunate to be able to start full-time ministry in the parish in Blackheath in South London, where we worshipped as a family at that point.
Okay.
And so I did another 2 years of ministry there full-time before I took my parish in Gypsy Hill in South London near Crystal Palace.
Right. Okay. Well, that's that's obviously a really kind of like interesting journey that's taken you through that. And so in a sense, were you still living where you were beforehand?
So when I first left the city, we stayed put in our family house for a couple of years in Blackheath, and then taking the job as vicar of Christchurch Gypsy Hill was the first time we moved into a church house. It's fair to say it was one of those great palatial old Victorian mansions.
I'm going to say, was it?
Some vicars love and some vicars hate. We had four children and who were very close together. We had four under three, our children, Bethany, Natty, Ben and Isaac with us. And so it suited us very well to have a house that they could live comfortably in and we could entertain and have the parish over without necessarily crossing over bunches of kids getting ready for
okay.
bed and
well,
things like
well, that's
that.
Fair enough. That's fair enough. And I'm sure there were some interesting experiences and interesting things in Gypsy Hill. Tell us one interesting thing that you recalled from it all.
Yeah. Gypsy Hill is a really fabulous part of South London. It's a poor bit between Dulwich and Crystal Palace. There were high levels of deprivation. There were very wealthy folks living around. And the most exciting thing about being in Gypsy Hill was the way everybody came together in the community of the church. And we say we had the people in church who ran a very big food bank nearby, and people who used the food bank, and they could be sitting together on completely equal terms on a Sunday morning, worshipping, learning, enjoying one another's company together. And I think, you know, that is the most wonderful thing about church, that we are all equal in God's eyes, all equally loved, and that should be the nature of church, that we come together as his people.
Excellent. Well, we'll come into a little bit more about that in a moment, after we've had your next track, Joe Cocker, with a little help from my friends. So why have we got this?
Yeah, so when I left Taylor Wessing, it was a big call. I made some very good friends over my 20 years there. During my time in between practice and being COO, I'd worked with a fabulous team in human resources, who we became like a family, really. And when I left, they amongst other things, made me a CD of the soundtrack of my life.
Okay.
And this particular song, it turns out, was number one on the day I was born, 6th of November 1968. And whenever I listen to this track, it reminds me of that fabulous team and of the wonderful community that is Taylor Wessing.
To sing out of key, yeah. Oh, baby, how? All I need is my brother. I say I'm gonna get high. Tell you, don't you say it no more. Certain it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like madness.
Joe Cocker, and with a little help from my friends, of course, originally from the song from the Beatles album, which was Sgt. Pepper. And that song track itself, which Archdeacon Jonathan told us was a UK number one, it was also a number one in Belgium and in Switzerland as well. So 20 minutes to do two here on Friday lunchtime, and we've been chatting away with Archdeacon Jonathan here, and we just got to, I guess, leading into, what is church all about? Because people kind of like, who are not involved in church particularly, have often rather, shall we say, strange views of those of us who are inside the church think look a bit odd, and it's the way that people kind of view the church. So what would you say to somebody who like never walk into a church door or have all kinds of ideas about it?
I think, you know, there are a lot of strange people in church, let's be honest. But, I mean, there are a lot of strange people out in the street.
In the world in general.
I think the church needs to invite people in to meet them. I do think there's a lot of baggage and misconception about churches. One of the lovely things about being an archdeacon, which you don't get to be when you're a parish priest, is that you travel around, you visit different churches, you meet different communities. I cover a patch from Malden and Denji, which were a farming community out on the Denji Peninsula, down to here in Brentwood. I've just been announced this week that I'm going to be taking on Epping and Ongar deaneries for my archdeacon, who will spread around the M25 into Loughton. It's a fascinating set of different communities in different places. And when I dip in and out of churches, I find people that look and sound like the communities that they reflect from where they come. I meet farmers, I meet people working in the city, I meet retired people, I meet everybody, the whole spectrum of humanity. Church is one of those places. I talked about Gypsy Hill, one of my great experiences there was listening that a diverse church reflects what we believe about the kingdom of God, that everyone is invited. And the church I've been going along to in Springfield has a community that reflects the diversity of that particular area. We've got people from around the world, we've got people of different ages, we've got people who are working in different situations, we've got people who don't work. Fundamentally, the church is the people who've come to say, we want to know more about Jesus. We want to worship him. We want to hear from him. We want to follow him. We want to be equipped to serve the world in his name. And everyone's invited to that party. The Bible has all these great pictures of the kingdom of God as a feast, a place where people rejoice in all the good things. And I think church needs to look like that. It's a place that welcomes everyone. And we celebrate that as we worship together, as we work to become more like Jesus. That's really our dream for the church, is that people look at the church and don't say necessarily that's weird, but say, is that what Jesus is like? And that's what we want to be. And that's why we grieve it when we get it wrong. You know, a lot of people I meet have got a bad story about church, and we have to say that's the truth. We don't go to church and say we're perfect. And as people will know, the church has done some terrible things. The church contains broken people. We are broken people. That's one of the first recognitions you have to make, I think, to become a member of a church. So, but we want to point people to Jesus.
Yeah, great. Well, that's lovely. Thank you very much for that. And I think that kind of goes in nicely to the third of the tracks that you've chosen for us today, which is Billy Joel and Piano Man.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things, and I guess that's the nature of humanity, isn't it? This is a bit about me and a bit about other things. I'm not a great pianist, but I love to play the piano and sing, and I don't play the piano well or sing that well. But my parents used to say when I came home that they could tell what mood I was in by what I banged out on the piano. And I think there was a time in my life when I dreamed that I would be a bit like Billy Joel or Elton John, and I've obviously failed in that respect. But this song is just a great piece from Billy Joel. It speaks to the nature of humanity. It speaks about our brokenness as people, our desire to be with others. It speaks about the opportunity for new life to come, which is what I believe church is all about. In the song, of course, it's all about music and the piano man and the way that
transforms and holds people, which is what I believe God does for all of us.
On a Saturday, a regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
That's Billy Joel from 1974. It was a USA number 25. Never was a chart single in the UK, surprisingly. Number 421 in Rolling Stone's 2004 list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. And it's had over 300 million hits on Spotify and 255 million on YouTube. Good afternoon to Patrick and also to Renee, who've been in contact. Patrick, glad to know that you enjoyed the Gilbert and Sullivan so much. We'll be having the birthdays competition fairly soon.
Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
And just before we do that, just to tell you that there's a major incident just come in on the M25. A one lane blocked due to an incident between Junction 25 Enfield and Junction 26 Waltham Abbey. And that's new. That's literally just come in about 2 minutes ago. So just if you've got somebody who's coming in that direction, just to be aware of that. Or indeed, if you are there this afternoon. First of our three artists here this afternoon, Julian Charles John Lennon. Is an English musician, photographer, author, philanthropist, son of John Lennon and his first wife, Cynthia, named after his paternal grandmother, Julia Lennon. A number of Beatles songs are inspired by him, including Hey Jude and Goodnight. His parents divorced in 68 after his father had an affair with Yoko Ono. Around the world, he's had 8 hit singles, and he began his music career in 1984 with the album Volante. From that, we're going to have It's Too Late for Goodbyes, which was a UK number 6, a USA number 5, and top 20 in 4 countries. So how old is Julian Lennon? If you want to take part, it's radio at phoenixfm.com.
Ah.
That's Julian Lennon. That's the first of our artists today. We're asking you how old you think they are, and you can just email us radio@phoenixfm.com if you think you know. It's 3 points if you get it absolutely correct. It's 1 point if you are the closest person, because nobody's got it correct. Thank you so much we've heard so far today from Chris and Bob in Harlow, Chris in Guildford. We've got Renee in Ingatestone, and we've also got Patrick in Ingatestone with answers here for us today. Second person that we've got is Joss Stone, English singer, songwriter, actress. She rose to prominence in late 2003 with her multi-platinum debut album, The Soul Sessions, which made the 2004 Mercury Prize shortlist, and her second album, Mind and Soul, topped the UK album charts. So we're going to go to 2004 for her track Right to Be Wrong, which was a single in the UK, and it was a number 21 and came from the album Mind, Body and Soul. So the question is, how old do we think Joss Stone is? radio@phoenixfm.com.
Just leave me alone.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.